Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood will wash away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Oh, good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's all about us being transparent, brutally honest, and biblically sound in offering both hope and help for men. Because someone was there for us. We just feel like we need to give it away also. And so that's, we have that opportunity to be able to do that here. And so that's what we're doing in the studio with me today, whether he likes it or not. Okay.
Wait.
Eric, the man in brown, Mr. Mib, you're here. Good to see you.
It's good to be here.
We have a topic that we're going to be kind of just stirring up today. And I mean really literally stirring it up because taking captive every thought. What does that mean? And why is it that we have to take captive every thought?
I don't know. I'm hoping you'll tell me.
You know, and what does that mean? Do we become trappers? Do we have to build cages to hold these things that we trap, that we take captive, you know? Oh, my goodness. We'll chat about that here momentarily. And but one of the other things what we always like to do is to give you a little bit, because we talk primarily to men. We know that there are some women that listen. We've given you a title of stealthy women, okay? And because they are just below the radar, they're checking in because they want to know what's going on with the men in their lives, whether it be a husband or a brother or a father or grandfather, whomever. They're concerned. They want to know, gosh, what's he thinking? And get some help this way. So blessings to you. But we talk primarily to the men, and that's what we're here for, because we are men experienced in many areas of life and willing to share that with others so that you may know that you're not alone in this world. So, a little encouragement. We got anything anything come to mind?
I was thinking about confession.
Confession.
Yeah. You want me to talk about that for just a little bit?
We can talk about that. The last time that, because I was raised a Catholic, you know that.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was multitude of years ago, anyway.
Well, that would be, you know, the last time that you were in a Catholic confession. But
that's
I'm
right.
sure that you have made a habit of daily confession. Because, you see, there's an idea going out that that, you know, we don't have to confess because, you know what, God knows everything that we've done and we are forgiven by Jesus, past, present, and future. Yeah. So why do I even need to confess it? You know, it's beside the point now, right? Well, no, because the thing is, well, the confession is made to bring us into relationship with God, and it helps us to say, yes, God, you're right about this, and I'm wrong, and I need to change my heart. You see, we can't break our union with Christ, but we can break our communion with Christ, and that's by neglecting things like confession.
Right.
You know, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're told to confess, you know, to our sins to God.
Right.
And that's so important because we keep that communion with God through that confession. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We're also to confess to each other. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, we can find that in James 5:16, where it says to confess our sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's the other aspect of confession. And it also creates relationship between brothers.
Yes.
So I just wanted to reiterate the importance of confession to the brothers today, because what it does is it creates communion. It creates relationship.
You know, and there are even more blessings that come with that also. One of the things about confession is where the word, just what it means in the sense of actually coming and confessing, there's a sense of humility and humbling spirit that comes with that. And that is necessary because just as I am, if I were to, you know, my pride's going to get in the way and keep me from doing certain things. And one of them, my pride will get in the way from confessing. I don't want to admit that I'm wrong. I don't want to tell anybody. And especially with God, he already knows that. So why would I want to? Well, that's the place that I probably feel more guilty about, realizing that the likelihood is of my sin, I've sinned against him rather than other people or myself. I've really sinned against God. And so my desire not to confess to him is not wanting to be humble. And that may be I may be the only one that has to experience that, but I doubt that. I think there are a lot of guys out there that feel the same way. They're just not willing to attach to it yet. But really what it comes down to is that we just have to get to that place of truly not only confessing to God, but to another human being. Because that is what that does is that opens the door to us being known by another man, okay? And we don't, you know, we're talking to men, so we want to make sure we're saying you need to be talking to another man, not another woman and confessing to her. Because if you're married, you don't want to be doing that sort of thing. I mean, confess to another woman other than your wife.
Right, right.
Okay? So you need a man in your life who is willing to be your brother, okay? Maybe one that will encourage you, accept you for who you are. And you may think that, oh, I can't find that right person. I can't find anyone. You're going to have to trust God. Maybe if you ask God, took the time to spend time with God, he will show you who that guy is.
Yeah. In the beginning of the show, you said transparency.
Yep.
And that is an aspect of this confession, is being transparent with God and with other men.
Mm-hmm.
That transparency allows the light of Jesus to shine in.
Amen. Amen. So there you go. Seek to confess what's going on in your life, brother. The cool thing is that not only will you be blessed, but the person that you're sharing it with will also be blessed. And you know what? God knows what he's doing in creating so. So we all need someplace that we can go to be able to unload, in a sense, in some cases, and to submit and say that, hey, I don't have all the answers. And knowing that that person is not going to judge you nor condemn you, and because they can relate with, in a sense. So,
anyway, amen.
There you go. All right. Are we done with the show?
That's it.
That's it. All right. See you later.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, don't go. Don't go.
Because this is now we're going to. There's your encouragement today. That was good encouragement, brother. And but we want to kick into this taking captive every thought. You know, there's books out there that say that the mind is a battlefield, right? The battlefield of the mind, I think. And there's many that talk about that everything that takes place in our mind actually has to do with what goes on in our lives, right? Because what comes in through our eyes and through what we hear and stuff goes right directly into our heart. And unfortunately, or fortunately in a sense, depending on how you look at it or what comes out, the overflow of the heart, it comes out on your lips, right?
Yeah.
So you brought this up for a reason. You said, hey, let's talk about this one.
Well, you know, as you're doing Bible studies, you come across a verse, and then it just kind of hits you, you know. And that's what when I came across it was 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. It says, "We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ."
Yes.
And that's one of those thoughts where it just gets you thinking. Take thoughts captive to obey Christ. You know, what does that mean? What does it entail? You know, what benefit does it have to do this? You know, and so as you as I was thinking about this verse, meditating on it, I was actually, you know, driving in my truck at the time.
Mm-hmm. You're either sleeping or you're driving your truck. That's the way it is right now. So.
That's one thing about being a UPS driver is I have a lot of time to think because, you know, well, anyways, but the thought came to me that you know, every conscious sin begins with the thought of it. And because, you know, those things, those sins of commission, those things that we actually go out and we do on purpose, they start in our head. You know, so what, you know, that just brings out a real beauty in this verse that we can take captive those thoughts to obey Christ.
Yes, yes.
So it becomes really important to you know, to really know what is being spoken of here in this verse and to be able to apply it to our lives, because, you know, we can actually avoid going down a path of sin if we do what this verse is speaking of.
Right, right.
You know, and so when we read the verse, when we take it in context, which is always important, you know, we go back to verse 3, go back a couple of verses, and it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds." You see, it's the battle of the mind, as you said. It's not a flesh battle. It's not you know, a physical, you know, this world battle. It is what we know as spiritual warfare.
Sometimes we wish it was physical. It makes it a lot easier. At least you see everything and you can destroy it possibly.
Yeah, or put a wrench on it and fix it.
Yeah. This other, the spiritual of the requires us to do something that we're not comfortable with doing. One is taking a look at ourselves first and foremost. And why am I thinking about this? And why did this, even if I looked at something or I heard something, that it all of a sudden heads me down this path? Okay. And it's generally because I have experience from either seeing something a certain way and then all of a sudden going, oh, this is what I used to do with that, you know, and or with hearing it and stuff. And all of a sudden now I'm sitting there and going, you know, 3 minutes or 3 seconds into the thought, which is like 3 years in real time, right? I mean, seriously, I mean, we can think very quickly of the things that take place, right? Guy looks at a picture, all of a sudden you go, you got something going.
Or sometimes it just seems to come out of left field. You're just like, where did yeah, this thought come
exactly
from?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? And the thing is about the thought is not just something that leads us into sin. The thought itself can be sin.
Yes.
Like Jesus said, that if a man lusts after a woman, that he's committed adultery already in his heart. The thought itself, Raul, is a sinful thing.
Yes.
The sinful thought can also lead us into sins of, you know, of action, of sins of commission, where we actually go out and do the thing that we've been thinking of. You know, so the thing is it can be stopped at the thought level. And
but you said a key word. It could. Yeah. Where a lot of times that's where we have to make a decision. But sometimes we think we have no control over making that decision. It's just the devil made me do it. You know, the devil put the thought in my head, and he made me do that, and he made me think this way. And I just, you know, and I'm just, you know, we look at it, we give up right away, and that's not what we're geared and wired to do. And knowing Jesus, he wants us to be able to know that he is there in all cases for us to be able to deal with these things. So these thoughts, taking them captive, what does that mean?
Well, that's a tough thing because, you know, what does it mean to take a thought captive? And when I'm thinking about that, you know, you brought up like a rabbit trap and things like that kind of at the beginning. You know, those are real world flesh and blood things.
Yes.
So we're dealing with this with a spiritual.
Yes.
Here. So it's kind of different because I can't just set up a physical trap to try and trap it and then, you know, shoot it while it's in its trap. But what we can do is, you know, when we recognize that the thought that we're having is sinful or will lead us to sin, you know, we have to immediately take that thought to God. And, you know what we were talking about at the beginning? Confess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can confess that sin, that thought, and say...
Well, confess, you know, the temptation, really, is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to nip it in the bud, I mean, you get it early before the thing has time to blossom and everything, is that you actually get to this place when you start to ponder this type of thinking, okay? And actually being able to call in for assistance, which a lot of guys don't want to do. I don't need help. I can handle this. I don't need to be bothering anybody else. And no, I'm not going to tell them that I'm just thinking these things, because that's not, no. See, the deal is I'm into the preventative maintenance type of thing rather than into the let's get down and find out how bad this wound is. Should we let this guy just, you know, go, or should we try to fix it because we got a lot of battle injured, right? Anyway.
Well, it becomes so easy to let these thoughts grow. You know, because one thought will lead to another thought, will lead to another thought, just like one lie leads to another lie, which leads to another lie. It's a cascading thing, and it continues to get worse and to fester. So we have this thought, and when we let the thought go, it leads to another thought, and, you know, and it becomes that cycle, that continuing cycle. Mm-hmm. And the reason that it's so easy to let that happen is because, well, nobody knows what I'm thinking.
That's right.
And, you know, sometimes I think, boy, if people knew the stuff that goes on inside my head, they wouldn't even want to talk to me.
That's right.
You know, but, and so, you know, and that makes me not want to talk about it, because I don't want anybody to know what's going on inside my head, how weak I am, that
I don't want people to not like me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want,
I mean, I want them to know my good intentions. Mm-hmm. I have some good intentions, you know. I can't help it if I looked at her that way, but I have good intentions. Yeah. But I can't help it. I was looking at her that way. You know, those are the things that justify, we try to justify our behavior and what takes place. We almost feel like we're fallen, already defeated before we even get to the battle, in a sense.
Yeah. And we do. We feel like we're defeated, you know. And so if we're defeated, then why do we need to fight? You know, but we forget this one important fact, Raul, that as Christians, we're not fighting for victory, are we?
Yep.
We're fighting from victory. And that word "from victory" is so important, because you know what? Jesus already has the victory. He was victorious on the cross. He was victorious when he rose from the dead. And that power he gives to us through the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit to be a helper for us.
Yes.
You know, so we have that power to tap into. We have that victory that is ours for the asking.
Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about what is it that we need to be able to tap into this power. Is it 120 volt? Is it 240? What is it that we need to, what type of outlet do we need to be able to receive this power?
Well, it's got to be grounded.
Oh, I like that. You're pretty good. Hey, we'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com.
Bring your doubts, bring your fears. Bring your hurt and bring your tears. There'll be no condemnation here. You are holy, righteous, and redeemed. And every time I fall, there'll be those who will call me a mistake. Well, that's okay, 'cause I hear a voice and it calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be enough,
are just rocking in the studio, just saying, hey.
I know, I got my toes tapping.
There you go. It's a good thing we have carpet going, otherwise they'd hear it. Be doing the river dance over here in the corner there. Anyway, so we're talking about voltage here, 110, 220,
getting
whatever.
Plugged in.
Yeah, getting plugged in a sense. How do we get ready for that sort of thing? Here's a cool thing about it. So you don't have to worry about whether it's a 110 or a 220 or whether you can't. It's a matter of just submitting to him.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, because he's the one that's going to give us everything that we need. When we try to control a situation, he's just going to sit back and say, okay, Raul, what are you going to do? You know, are you going to allow me to do this, or are you going to take it? You know? And generally, if I think about that, I really know that, hey, I just need to submit completely to him, okay? And then his power is going to come right through and give me everything that I need to be able to deal with this, even the thought, you know?
Yeah, and we can actually take that word submit and kind of insert it into that second Corinthians text where it says to take every thought captive to obey Christ. Let's take the word submit. Take every thought and submit it to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so when we do that, when we take that thought and we submit it to Christ, what I'm saying is, you know, I confess to you that I have the sinful thought. And that I don't want it. So I am giving it to you to deal with it because I know that you have the power to deal with it. You see, and I find it really beneficial that when I have to take a thought captive, I need to stop what I'm doing and actually speak to God out loud, you know, and ask for him to help me with that sin, with that thought.
Yeah. Now these thoughts, let's clarify here so that so that there's a true understanding, because here's where this topic gets us. We know about the thoughts that come into our head, and immediately we start getting into here are the things that we can do to take care of that. And we're going to be talking about those also, but these thoughts that we're talking about, we've mentioned one already, lust. Okay. Thinking how just looking at a woman, okay, lustfully, doesn't mean that you have to be on the beach seeing a woman that is, you know, lightly dressed in a sense, or looking at pornography. You can lust by just looking at a woman,
certainly,
fully dressed,
sitting
behind a desk, whatever, okay? I mean, we don't need to have that picture because we make our own picture, do we not?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So in essence, we know that it's with that sort of thing. But these thoughts also can be thoughts that are not they're not picture thoughts, right? They're just thinking of certain things. I gave one as an example to you. You kind of thought that was pretty good. The UPS driver.
Yeah. Go ahead. All right, I'll tell what Raul was talking about. During the break, you know, sometimes we really just need to have the microphones on during the break
too.
But he was talking about giving the example of a UPS driver, and he wants to stop and go to the Cruise and Coffee and get you know, a sandwich and a coffee, but he's already had his break time. So if he stops to get this, well, then what he's actually doing is he's taking another break that he hasn't earned, and he's stealing from the company.
Yeah. But see, the only way of knowing that is to continue thinking about that thought, okay, of sitting there and go, okay, let me think this thing through. Because the majority of time, a lot of guys, including myself, there are times in our lives if we thought things through, what would really take place as a result of the action that we take, because of the thought, we would probably think twice about that sort of thing, or maybe even a third time about whether or not we need to follow through with this, because it may lead into challenges that I can't overcome, in a sense, right?
Yeah, so in a sense, we need to purposefully have and examine things with the mind of Christ. And, you know, so in a sense, we put on God goggles, right? Looking at it through his lens to try and see things his way. and, you know, and to consider these things. And, you know, and then we might start making some decisions that line up with his will mm-hmm. instead of things that line up with our own will, where, you know, because I could stop and I mm-hmm. could get that sandwich and a coffee, and the chances are pretty good that nobody would ever know that I did that.
Right.
Except for me and yeah. except for the God who made me.
Yes.
You see.
That's right.
And, you know, and we have these thoughts, you know, so we can take these thoughts captive. We can also have the mind of Christ in our thoughts because, you know, we know that we can't get away with it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
It says in Matthew 9:4, no one knows our heart. Or no, wait. That's not what it says. That's in my notes. I got. All right. Pardon me. Matthew 9:4. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus knows our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
He knows our heart.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that last night when I was driving home and that guy on the freeway made a stupid maneuver that almost shoved me off the road, that I had evil thoughts about that guy.
Yes.
That I was angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, here's an opportunity to put into practice.
But see, there's there's the analogy right there. Same thing that we used before, that the thoughts came of wanting to do something with this guy or to, say something, right? That you wanted to take some action. But instead, you took the thought captive. You said, this is probably not
a little
wise.
Bit too late, yeah. Actually. But just confessing.
Okay. But the fact is, you still are able to take it captive and say, you know what? I don't need to be doing this. This could lead into something that could escalate into something bigger than what it is. And this is what could happen. And is that really what I want to? Is that the path I want to go down?
Oh yeah, because I'll tell you what went through my mind at that time. Maybe I could get right up on his bumper, honk my horn, and throw on my bright lights.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's the thought that went through my head. I didn't do that, but I did mumble, you know, idiot.
Mumble anything? What about I can't even say it. Idiot. Anyway, yeah, there are a lot of us driving out there like that. There's no doubt. We're the idiots. Because you're the UPS driver.
That doesn't mean I don't make mistakes driving.
I understand.
But, yeah.
But really, what the fact is that we think that we are powerless over our mind, that we can't, you know, mm-hmm. grab anything, that we're powerless over it. And that because of that, we sit there and we feel like we're defeated. So I might as well just keep thinking what I'm thinking and just let it come because I can't do it as long as I don't take any action on it. But our mind just continues to be filled with all this stuff because it's like once you turn on the hot water, until you turn the hot water off and turn the cold on, you're going to keep getting hot water. So you're going to have to turn off the hot water and turn on the cold, okay? My point is that's the same thing comes here. If we continue to let these thoughts coming in without capturing them, okay, taking them captive and saying, no, you don't have the power. The power is my God who lives in me, et cetera, et cetera.
Because, it's okay to say that I don't have the power over this thought.
Yes.
Because I love the way Paul puts it, that God's power is perfected in our weakness.
Amen.
And when we acknowledge that the power that we have is because God has given it to us, that gives him all the glory,
mm-hmm.
which is essential in the life of a Christian to give God the glory in all things. You know, but when I say that, God, I am powerless over this, I need you to be the power for me.
Mm-hmm.
And to help me right now. And that the Holy Spirit was sent to help us, to comfort us, to give us power.
Mm.
And so that plug that we want to plug into is the power of the Holy Spirit to be grounded
mm-hmm.
in that.
Pretty good.
There's that grounded again. I pulled that out of my hat.
That 220, that 110, I'm telling you.
Yep.
There you go. You did good.
And you know, if you're going to be doing some welding, you need the 220.
Let's take a break. Let's come back from the break and let's talk about some of these things that we can do to take captive. We've already mentioned about some of the thoughts of lust, of wrongdoing, of creating either pain or hurt in other people's lives.
Anger. Right?
Exactly. And so you know the thoughts that come into your mind, but all of these can be taken captive. And we're going to give you an idea on how to be able to do that. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
As iron sharpens iron, this is Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
I don't know about your body, but my body loves protein. That's right. And when I think about delicious protein, I think about Hempler's pepper bacon, Hempler's hams, Hempler's bun buster hot dogs, Hempler's chorizo, Hempler's chicken sausage. It's all so delicious, and I don't have to worry about extra fillers. The entire Hempler collection of smoked meats is completely free of allergens, gluten, and MSG, and it's made with care from their family to yours, using the Hempler family tradition of slowly curing, cooking, and smoking their meat naturally over hardwoods. To learn where you can purchase your own Hempler's meat, visit Hempler's.com.
No man is an island we can be found. No man is an island, let your guard down. Please don't try to fight me, I am for you. We're not meant to live this life alone.
Let's reach out to something higher. Ain't no life outside each other.
We are not alone.
Through trouble or ain't no fire.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. Eric and Raul in the studio, and I'm waiting for a package, and he didn't have it on his vehicle when he got here.
I was driving a Toyota Camry.
That's right. That's why. I won't tell them about what happened when you did visit in the UPS truck one time and left me a note.
Well, hey, it's okay. I was delivering in your area.
I know.
Yeah.
But you left me a note.
And I stopped. I just real quickly stopped and left you a note. And it.
Do you remember what it said?
Yes, I don't remember what it said, but I do remember that it cascaded into what the heck is going on here.
And I thought, what is this? Do I have a package or not? So I'm calling UPS and trying to find out online and everything else.
Oh, yeah. I was. It said something like, where am I?
Yeah, where am I? That's it. Yeah, and I'm going, what does that mean? Very cryptic. Anyway, that's another tale for another story and another time. Anyway.
So all right, moving on.
So these thoughts, taking them captive. One of the things, there are a few ways of being able to do this, mm-hmm. and I know that you wanted to share one of them.
Well, I wanted to kind of step backwards just a little bit.
That's
because
right.
I wanted to talk more about the fact that this is a spiritual warfare. You know, as I was as I was reading this passage in 2 Corinthians, you know, I always want to make sure that I take everything in context when reading scripture, because otherwise you can start getting some wild ideas, and I can look at this and say, take every thought captive, and I can, if I look at just that, then I think that it's something that I do by myself of my own power so that I can accomplish being obedient to Christ, you know, in and of myself.
Well,
if we look at it in context, though, it's not that. It's a spiritual warfare.
Well,
it's
exactly. That's what you had talked about before, about taking it in context, like you had said,
yeah.
Right? And because verse 4 on 2 Corinthians 10:4, right, says the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds, right? And so mm-hmm. we're talking about using totally different things rather than that's where we had mentioned at the start of the show about I wish sometimes it were in the physical sense and you can just, you know, pull out your whatever and demolish something or get rid of it. But we cannot do that. That's too easy.
Right. But we do have weapons of warfare available to us.
Yes.
Yes. That's exciting.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. And we can go right to Ephesians 6, where it talks about this, the spiritual armor and the weapons that are given to us.
Yes.
We have I think that it's very important to talk about the helmet of salvation in that spiritual armor, because the helmet of salvation, it goes over our head. It goes over our minds.
Yep.
It protects our thoughts. Mm-hmm. Knowing that assured knowledge of our salvation in God protects our minds, and we can call upon Him to be that protector, to guard our thoughts, mm-hmm. and to guard that, mm-hmm. to guard the knowledge of Christ that is within us. We have that helmet of salvation.
Yes,
and that is a defensive weapon.
Yes.
We also have some offensive weapons in our arsenal.
Absolutely,
we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We have the Word of God that we can go to. We were talking earlier in the show about, you know, what comes in is what comes out.
Yep.
If we continue to get that Word of God into us, that when the pressure is on, what's squeezed out is the Word of God.
Well, when we think about and what the Word says, what Jesus had experienced, he has experienced every temptation that you and I have experienced.
Mm-hmm.
He has. But when he was tempted by the devil, okay, during that time,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
he used the Word of God to be able to battle it away.
Yep.
Okay.
And all of his arguments were from Deuteronomy chapter 6. So if I can give some homework, go read mm-hmm. Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But the simple fact is that the Word of God does not come back void. And it is like it's a double-edged sword, can pierce anything, okay, including these things, these thoughts that come into our minds that we sit there and go, okay, you know what? I'm not going to buy this. Now, you might be thinking, yeah, but I don't know enough Scripture. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. And I can tell you this right now. You may even think, okay, I know one, but then what do I do? Just use the same one? Well, if that's the only one you know, yes. But I believe you know more. Because there is Scripture that the majority of Christian men know. And you can find it in the book of Matthew. You can find it, I think, in Luke also.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it is the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's Prayer is Scripture, brother.
Yep.
It's Scripture. You recite it aloud. That, I mean, I'm telling you, and that brings everything right back to focusing on Him and relying on Him and reminding you that this is where I need to be. And in doing so, all you have to do then is start thanking Him. Start thanking Him for all the things, the blessings He's given you in your life.
Yeah.
You know, when you start talking to the Lord, you start sharing with your heart, whether it's you don't say anything verbally or you do speak it aloud. If you're inside driving your truck down the road or your vehicle down the road, nobody else around, they don't know if you're singing or they may think you're talking on Bluetooth or something. Just talk to the Lord. If you happen to be a car full of guys and you're heading to work, talk to the Lord. They might need to hear it.
Yeah.
Anyway, there.
Yeah, and you got to the other offensive weapon given to us, and that is prayer.
There you go.
You know, and that's there in Ephesians, praying at all times in the Spirit with supplication. And we're also told to pray with thanksgiving.
Yep.
You know, and so we have these weapons in our arsenal. And these are not things that we have in and of ourselves. These are from God so that we can be protected. You know, the spiritual armor, Raul, if we are not donning that spiritual armor every day, we are guaranteed casualties.
Yes.
If we are diligent in acknowledging and knowing that we have all of these weapons and armor at our disposal, if we put this on, so to speak, every day, then we're guaranteed victors. So here's, you know, we can either choose to be a guaranteed casualty or a guaranteed victor.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, speaking of victor, I have a victor in my life. Just talked to him the other day. All right.
Okay.
Hey, it's time for a break. See, the brain's already just falling apart here already. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Men, don't fight your battle alone. Download our podcast to your iPod every day and take Band of Brothers Radio with you. We got your back covered.
When you need a lasting remembrance of a loved one, you can spend thousands of dollars on an engraved monument, benchmarker, keepsake urn, or flag case. Or you could get the exact same engraved monument at a far lower cost from Cascade Monuments. Right now, explore even bigger savings during Cascade Monuments Anniversary Event. Cascade Monuments ships throughout the United States and Canada. Shop online at cascademonuments.com.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio, and I love that song because, yes, greater things are yet to come, and it happens, brother. The blessings take place as soon as we lock in to the Lord. It's getting locked in. It's being able to find that piece of arsenal and getting it ready to go and saying, okay, here I am. Come on, you know, and going forward.
That's standing up against the enemy.
Absolutely. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Okay, and it does go on a little further than that, but that one is just stop right there because that's on a daily basis. Okay, our mind is being renewed. We need to acknowledge that. We need to accept that. We need to believe that. And the best way of doing that is to give Him thanks. When you're giving Him thanks for renewing your mind at the earliest. When your eyelids open up, brother, that's the time that you start saying, thank you, Lord, for this day that He's given you. That's the time. Because otherwise, the enemy and the world and all the lures of the world are going to start coming in right away. Oh, no, Raul, I can't do that. Usually I got to go to the bathroom right away. Well, then go to the bathroom and start praying to God as you're walking to the bathroom. Because it's going to take you about 3 to 5 seconds to get in there. And even while you're peeing, it's okay to pray to God while you're peeing. Okay.
It is?
Yes, it is. I can't tell you how many arguments I've had where some guys, you can't do that. That's terrible. Can't be doing that. No, God created our bodies.
Yep.
He knows what they're supposed to do. He says, acknowledge me in all things, right? In all things.
Yeah.
Why are you turning red?
I'm in complete agreement with you, Raul.
That's why you're going to my bathroom. You're going to find a Bible and some stuff to read while you're sitting there if you have to.
That's, you know, I'm in total agreement with
okay,
you.
Okay, well, anyway.
I don't have anything to add to that.
You don't have to. Let's move on because some guys are saying, what? This poom. Anyway.
Oh, yes. Don't change the station. Keep. All right. So we were talking about the spiritual armor. We were talking about taking up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We were talking about praying to God at all times. These are our offensive weapons in this spiritual war that we have. And so, you know, what is it like to actually take every thought captive for it to be obedient to Christ? It's like we had said earlier in the show, you know, I confess that I don't have the power over the thought. And when I confess that I don't have the power over the thought, I have to take it directly to Christ. I have to take it directly to the throne of God. I have to say to Him, you know, and me personally, I say it out loud. I do not have the power over this thought. I need you to take it from me. And not only do I need you to take it from me, I need you to replace it with something else. Because I know that if I have an empty void in my head, it's just going to go right back to where it was before. I'm asking you to fill me with yourself right now and to show me, you know, to reveal more of yourself to me through your creation, through your word, you know. So
and you know what? And that's a great prayer. But as you keep thinking like that and trying to come up with the right prayer to say, what ends up taking place is all these thoughts keep coming in. You're being inundated. I'm telling you the best, and I'm not saying that your way doesn't work, and I'm not saying this is the best way, but a way that seems to nip it in the bud right away is when you're acknowledging God's presence in your life. When you're saying, thank you, Lord, you're in His presence. Guess what? When you're in His presence, there is light. When there is light, what's not there? Yeah, there's no darkness.
Yeah, and I don't mean to create some sort of magic formula.
Right.
You know, because that's not what it's about. It's not
right.
about creating a magic formula. But you're exactly right, because, you know, when you pray to God and you ask him for his help, you are acknowledging his presence.
Yes.
There is nowhere that we can go to flee his presence.
Right.
You know, he is with us at all times. He knows all of our thoughts. He knows every hair on our head. If I go to the top of a mountain, he's there. If I go to the lowest valley, he's
there. That's
right.
Right. Because he is within us. Greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world.
Amen.
He's here. He's with us all the time. We just have to acknowledge that. And we talk to him like he was our friend, like he was our best buddy who would understand and not judge us or condemn us, because he knows what's going on. So why shouldn't we just talk to him? If we talk to him, mm-hmm. we acknowledge it, he's going to give us the things that are necessary. He'll remind us that you know the Word of God by reciting the Lord's Prayer over and over and over again, along with some of the other scripture that you have within you.
Yep. All those things that he has taught you, he will remind you, because, you know, in him, you are a new creation.
Amen. Well, brother, we just scratched the surface. But how about praying for our brothers who are listening right now?
All right. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much that it is by your power that we have the ability to take every thought captive to obey Christ. And by that, Father, we can be proactive in our spiritual walk with you. So, God, I pray that you would bless the brothers today and that you would be their strength in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.